I like it. I mean, I look forward to these weekends. One of our guests, he's always out here with us. He's a very busy man today, so I'm glad he could carve a little time for us. He's the Vice President of Baseball Operations, the assistant. I'm telling you, the assistant, not to the traveling secretary, but to the general manager, and that is Bobby Evans. Bobby, how are you?
Hey, Bobby.
How you guys doing this morning?
Well, we're doing well. We're doing well. I know you've had a busy day today. What is your day like today? I mean, here we are, 17 games in the season. And what's your day like today?
Well, today's a little slower than normal, but I had a friend who passed away, so I had his funeral.
Oh,
I had a morning where I could enjoy Millbrae Pancake House with my family, and I'm here at the ballpark getting ready for the game. I'm sorry I'm not out there on the patio, but I'm on the other side of the ballpark right now.
All right. Well, I brought it up earlier, and I don't know if you heard any of the show coming in today, but how baseball, different than the other sports, in moments of national tragedy or healing, somehow baseball gets it done in a way that you can feel good about it and walk away from it and feel you've actually done something to bring people together. Do you have a feeling about that?
Well, even last night it was very special to see the crowd recognize what the people of Boston have been through with the recognition of Sweet Caroline, I think, in the eighth inning, and see the fans really getting into it, and the logo of the Red Sox and the Giants together up on the board. I mean, it's a very interesting way to just allow all of us to kind of grieve along with Boston, but yet support them as they heal, as our nation heals from this and other tragedies. It's important that we stay, appreciative of what we have here, but at the same time, we've got to grieve together, and that's apparently what we can do now to heal up and to see us re-energize our city of Boston and other people who have been through this difficulty.
Yeah, and Bobby, I know that you were tending some personal business this morning, so I'm sure you didn't see that the Red Sox emotional return to Fenway this morning and Poppy Ortiz igniting the crowd with an impassioned speech and all. But when you get a chance, make sure you check that out at MLB.com or whatever.
I will for sure.
Bobby, as we look at this ball club, and I always appreciate a chance to pick your brain just a little bit. Starting pitching had a little bump in the road here. We're not used to that early in the season. Maybe one start here or there. What's your take on what happened with this ball club heading through the first 17 games? As I look at the stats, and it's very unusual for San Francisco starting pitching to be last in the league.
Well, we're a club that oftentimes has a fly ball staff, particularly our starting staff, Matt Cain, along with Timmy. And, you know, hopefully our ballpark being home will give us a chance to get some of that edge back. It's a rough trip. I mean, Chicago was a cold city. It was a big series. It was a close series. It was really on the edge of your seat every game, yet we did take three of the four. It could have taken all four. Just as easily could have lost four, but the team played well, came back, competed. I think maybe there was a little letdown when we got to Milwaukee, but the ball was flying there, and we couldn't contain it. Had a chance to win that second game and couldn't get it done. So it was a big win last night, a big boost for this staff. Madison has had an excellent outing every time out. His mode of consistency right now hopefully will catch us, catch along with the other starters, and we'll get back into more of our mojo, if you will.
Well, that's the ball club needs that, and they do it, and they win World Series, and they get through that 162 by having the same guys make those starts, and very, very fortunate to do that. You don't see that in baseball that often. What would you like to see out of Tim Lincecum tonight? What would you hope to see?
I just want to stay away from that big inning. Stay away from the big inning. You know, keep the ball down. I think that fastball command is big for him. We've seen some good outings from him this spring. We've seen even some good innings from him this year, but we've just seen that inning where he gets out of hand. And if it's going to happen, I'd rather it happen later so that he can get into a groove early. And let's get some runs on the board for him and give him a chance to pitch around the bats he wants to stay away from and control the game with his fastball, control the strike zone.
Yeah, Bobby, I've been advocating for Buster Posey to catch Tim Lincecum all season long. He's the Giants' best catcher, one of the best catchers in baseball, and Lincecum's had a lot of problems with the control. And well, what led to your decision tonight, or Brian Sabian's or Bruce Bochy's decision to have Posey catch Lincecum tonight?
Well, I think there's no doubt that Buster knows the competition and studies the opposing club better than anybody, and in much greater fashion and in detail. And he was out there yesterday, saw what the hitter's trends are, so he's as prepared as anybody to catch the game today. But I think if you look at Timmy's first start, I mean, he had seven walks, but it was a game that he got the W and ultimately contained the opposition, and it was a game that Buster was catching. So maybe there's a chance for the two of them to get on the same page early today and really show that that's a combination that has some long-lasting potential.
Good. We talked so much during spring training about the composition of the roster, and we had a lot of fun with all the competition for that last utility spot. And all of a sudden, Nick Noonan looks like a reincarnation of Marco Scudero or something like that, one of the great utility players of all time. Surprise for you?
I think that he came into the spring, as I talked to him, to try to make this ball club. I mean, that was his mentality. I think when he got sent down, it was a bit of a wake-up call for him. He had not done as much as he had hoped to do. Then with Abreu not getting healthy and the release of Wilson Valdez, it gave him a chance to come back over and reprove himself, and he did that. He hit the ball well. He played good defense, whether he was at second or short or third. And then he's always been a good hitter. I mean, even going back to Arizona rookie ball, I remember watching this kid and just thinking, wow, what a bat this kid has. And we've seen the ups and downs of a career. He's predominantly stayed healthy, which has been a benefit to him. But he had probably his best season last year at AAA in Fresno and earned him a chance to get on the 40-man roster. And so I'm not sure that I'm surprised. I really am pleased to see his best game come forward at this point. It's critical for us, and it's a great timing for him, too. And, you know, Abreu's getting close down there in Arizona. He's at extended. He's rehabbing. So, you know, Noonan needs to do everything he can to hold on to this job.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that about his hitting because, you know, not seeing a lot of him, I wasn't sure what kind of a hitter he was, and he's certainly 7-for-17, and he's come through with big situations where he has not gotten overwhelmed. So hearing you talk about his past as a hitter, I'm glad to hear that. It makes more sense to me. Gene Machi came up. What was behind the decision for Machi as opposed to maybe a Runzler, another lefty, or perhaps even Hembree?
Well, there were a number of guys down in Fresno who could have contributed for us. I think that in addition to Hembree, who's not yet on the roster, and Runzler, who is on the roster, just the ability to get right-handers out, really, which is Affelt's role. He's not just strictly against lefties where you have Lopez, you have Maharis really able to pitch to lefties, so you need somebody that can come in and get the righties out. And Machi was a better fit for that than Runzler at this point. But Ramirez has pitched well. Ramon Ramirez has pitched well down there, so he was certainly in the consideration, but he's not on the roster. And this likely is a short-term replacement situation with the oblique strain for Affelt. Not expecting this to go beyond 3 weeks, if not a little less.
All right. Well, I was curious about that. But, you know, Bruce Bochy likes the three lefties. I could see even last night when you bring Maharis in and then he's out, you really have to be careful with Lopez when you use him now.
Well, there's one of the reasons we held on to Maharis is because we do like the advantage of the three lefties. And it does hurt us to lose Affelt, but he's much more than just a lefty. I mean, Affelt's really a setup guy for us,
right.
And he can get the ground ball, the double play, and so it's a tough loss for us.
How do you like Blanco? The way he's playing baseball, and I say it because he'll drag bunt, he'll slug bunt. The thing last night, I'm not sure what he did to slap it into left field, but all of a sudden he's playing not afraid to, in other words, I'm not afraid to play. I'm going to do everything I can within this game to make it happen. This is a change for him.
Well, he's getting on base, which is huge for us down in the bottom of the lineup. And then, you know, when he can hit up top and hit number two or whatnot here and there, it's great. But getting on base is key for him, and I feel like he's being selective. But he makes me nervous sometimes when he goes after the ball a little bit, moving up in the box and slapping it. It makes me nervous. I'm just not used to seeing it, but it's fun baseball, and he does it so well. And that speed, he plays to his speed, plays to his strength, and it's hard to argue with the success he's had so far.
Yeah, no, believe me, I can't wait. Now, Cashner, I assume you know this, Cashner is pitching tonight instead of Clayton Richard. Part of what I'm not going to leave my seat for Blanco. I'm serious. Yeah. I want to see what he does because he handles the bat. And, you know, baseball can become rather routine from time to time. You see the sluggers from time to time. But then you see a little guy handle the bat. And I think it's an interesting part of the game. I'm not going to leave my seat for Blanco.
No, he's been fun to watch. I agree with you.
All right. So here we are. I said this earlier. You know, I always like to come up with this infinite wisdom about baseball. 6-1 against the West. You saw the Dodgers, you saw Colorado, here's San Diego, Arizona is next. I say take care of business in the West, get that rotation set against teams in the West, and we'll let the rest of baseball take care of themselves.
Well, you play so many games against your own division, it is critical to win, especially early. But, you know, you want to win these interdivision games just because ultimately that's where you're going to play most of your baseball. And every one of these teams has improved. Colorado's on a tear. We were able to catch two or three from them, even though they came in hot. They stayed hot after they've left. Padres have already, I think, swept the Dodgers or beaten up on them a little bit. We've got Arizona next, and we go down to San Diego and Arizona back-to-back, so we've got a lot of interdivision games coming up.
Yeah, you want to, as I say, take care of the division, and I'll let someone else worry about Washington and the Braves and St. Louis and Cincinnati. That will come at the right time. But take care of the division, and I think the Giants are doing that so far. Adam Duvall, we talked about him. We saw a couple of nice home runs from him in spring training, a nice easy swing, and crushed the ball to right center in Scottsdale. He had a pretty good week for Richmond last week.
Yeah, player of the week honors in the Eastern League. An outstanding start for him. I mean, we saw a good spring. This guy's built. He was able to come into big league camp. He's a big, strong kid. You'd love for him to be able to stay at third base. Right now, that's what we're targeting, to keep him at third. Comes out of the University of Louisville. He had a very exciting NCAA championship to celebrate, and then he goes on to win the Eastern League Player of the Week. So a good start for him, but then tables turned a little bit. Diving back into the bag, he sprained a ligament in his thumb, and he's going to be out at least 2 weeks, so we're anxious to get him back. That club is really the only club that's below 500 for us in the minor leagues right now, and part of that's because they're without Duvall.
Wow. And I always like to, you give a pretty good assessment of people. Duvall a little bit more on the radar now for this ball club. I know he's a double A, but, you know, I always say you do really well at double A. People do make the jump. Is he a little bit more visible for the ball club now?
Well, with being at the higher levels, you definitely become more visible to the big league staff and all. But his 30 home runs last year at A-ball were duly noted, and
yes.
you didn't miss that. And not many people have hit 30 home runs out of San Jose and 100 plus RBIs. So it was a tremendous year for him last year, and hopefully he can get back onto the tracks here shortly with getting that thumb right.
Good to see it. All right, one last thought for you, Brandon Belt. Down in Arizona, just a tremendous, tremendous spring training. A little bit slow out of the gate, had the stomach virus the first week. Having a little, you know, he got a couple of hits last night. He got three against Milwaukee in one game. What do you see with Belt?
Well, I like the fact that he's aggressive at the plate. I don't see him taking as many strikes down the middle, which was part of a difficulty of him early last season. I see him hitting the ball the other way, which I like. I give him some credit for the fact that he started the year really sick and missed. He probably should have missed opening day, but ended up missing the next 2 days with this virus. But he's back to health, getting back into full strength. But again, he's a big target for us over at first base, so it's not all about his offense. I mean, we know how important JT was over the years at first base and how many errors you save and how many runs you can save by playing good defense over there. I think he's done a great job. So I'm very pleased with where he's at today. I think he's going to continue to come out of this slump, and you know, he'll start driving the ball more and more.
Okay.
Yeah, and conversely, Bobby, how about the other Brandon on the infield? I know he had an O for last night with a couple of Ks, but this guy's playing out of his mind. I mean, it's such a different season or April than last year. What do you see with Brandon Crawford, huh?
Well, both sides of the ball, and defensively, I don't want to miss a ground ball in the infield for fear of missing him catch it and throw it.
All right, but I'm watching Blanco. You're watching Crawford. Okay.
But you know, his swing is right on target right now. His head still, his mental approach is strong, as he mentioned yesterday, I think, in the Chronicle, about talking to Posey and getting Posey's feedback with two strikes and how to hit. And it really looks locked in and fun to watch. Of course, I've seen that from him, not only back when he was a sophomore at UCLA, but his first year, his first full season with San Jose. He just tore it up. We couldn't even keep him in A-ball. We had to move him to Double-A because he got in this incredible hot streak. He's able to hit. He's always been able to hit. Even last year, despite early struggles, every month he got better. So expecting big things from him.
Yeah, I forget who said it. Either you said it to me, Bobby, or Lee Elder said, but give me an athlete, and eventually that skill will come out. Maybe you said it or Lee said it, but I remember talking about it in spring training, and that's kind of Crawford.
He's an athlete, and he's certainly proven himself right now.
All right, Bobby, thanks for taking the time, and sorry for the loss that you had to suffer this morning. And I'm glad you're here at the ballpark, and it's always a pleasure to have you on.
Yeah, thanks, Bobby.
No, thank you, guys. We'll catch up with you.
All right. That is Bobby Evans. Always great to have him on.
I got to tell you, Marty, for all these years been talking to Bobby, I mean, the guy has climbed through the ranks of the San Francisco Giants, and he's earned it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a no-brainer.
But he gives you stuff.
Sure.
He gives you baseball information that the fans want. This is what it's all about.